Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2. Charlie Pierce has 1.
Charlie, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Prime Minister Gordon Brown of Britain announced that his country would be cutting the number of troops in blank by half.
Iraq.
Right. A judge in California delayed a key part of the White House plan to keep employers from hiring blanks.
Illegal immigrants.
Right. After disappearing for 2 weeks, the mayor of blank resigned.
Atlantic City.
Right. Columbia University students and faculty were shocked when a blank was found hanging from a graduate professor's door.
A noose.
Right. A 6-year-old in Colorado got in a little hot water when he tried to blank.
Drive a car.
Right. Down to Applebee's. As part of a plea bargain to a drunk driving charge, 24-star blank was sentenced to 48 days in jail.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Right. Because of production problems, blank says it will delay the first delivery of its 787 Dreamliner.
Boeing.
Right. A Palm Beach County, Florida woman is suing a nightclub for injuries suffered when blank.
Fake. Drove her car out of the parking lot and over the spikes that say don't drive your car over the spikes.
She is suing a nightclub for injuries suffered when a disco ball fell on her head.
Ow!
Jacqueline Holmes was dancing at Club Coco Bongo when the disco ball came loose from the ceiling and clonked her on the noggin. Holmes is suing.
Mo, Larry, or Curly was the maitre d'.
Holmes is suing because there is no sign anywhere in Coco Bongo warning the dance floor patrons could be endangered by falling disco balls.
It sounds like one of those countries the Stooges went to.
The Coco Bongo had no comment except to say, hey, there's a reason it's called Coco Bongo. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. He now has 15 points, and Charlie has the lead.
Well done. Roy, you're up next. Ooh. Fill in the blank. A student injured 5 people when he opened fire at a high school in blank on Wednesday.
Oh, I forgot where it was. Cleveland.
Right. After a congressional panel passed an Armenian genocide bill, the ambassador from blank was instructed to return home.
Turkey.
Right. The New York Times this week reported that the U.S. Marines are pressing to get their personnel out of blank.
Iraq.
Right. A man who refused to give his name was arrested after trying to buy groceries in Pittsburgh with blank.
A $1 million bill.
You're right. The discovery that made iPods possible, among other things, won 2 European scientists the blank in physics.
Nobel Prize.
Right. After admitting and apologizing for using steroids, blank returned her gold medals.
I can't think of her name.
Say it.
Marion Jones.
Yes.
Hey!
Animal rights activists in New Zealand who daringly freed hens from a farm in a raid were disappointed when blank.
They just turned on their heels and went back in.
No. They were disappointed when nobody noticed. The New Zealand animal activist group Christchurch Open Rescue wanted to make a big splash and they decided to liberate 37 young hens from a farm in Prebbleton. But they were so sneaky and quiet that it was 2 weeks before the farmers realized that the hens were missing. And that was only after they were informed by the press. Open Rescue spokesman Daniel Ray admitted that since no one realized the chickens were missing, it kind of ruined the symbolic nature of the rescue and said that in future, his group would make sure the farmer noticed, perhaps by leaving a note. That's actually their strategy.
We have your hens.
We have your hens. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14, but Charlie still has the lead with 15 points.
Whoa. So how many, then, does Paula need to, dare I say it, win?
6 correct answers.
6! Wow. All right, Paula, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. Iraqi authorities demanded that the U.S. sever all ties with blank.
With Blackwater.
Right. Colorado, Arizona, Boston, and Cleveland moved on to the next round of the blank playoffs.
National Baseball League.
Close enough for Paula.
Major League Baseball,
yes. World, the woman who was ordered to pay $222,000 for illegally distributing blank on the website Kazaa will appeal the verdict.
Music?
Yes. A judge granted blank 1 night a week to stay with her 2 sons.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Right. An Idaho man waiting for a kidney transplant had a kidney donated to him by a blank.
A vacuum cleaner salesman.
Right. The woman behind the syndicated advice column Dear Abby told the Associated Press that she supports blank.
Gay marriage?
Right. Blank won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Margaret Atwood?
No, Doris Lessing. Oh. In order to protest the Iraq War, a Miami man blanked.
Wouldn't go.
No, he stripped down to a red, white, and blue thong and jogged through downtown Miami.
Hey, so long as he's wearing the flag.
Close to his heart.
Unfortunately, Tisdale's message of protest didn't get through to his hoped-for audience, although one man in a Volkswagen rolled down his window and yelled, "Freedom!" Most other lunchtime passersby laughed or simply yelled at the not-so-buff middle-aged protester, "Hey, buddy, I'm trying to eat here." Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
She needed six correct answers, Peter, and Paula had six
correct answers.
So with 16 points, Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.